Okay, Mareva Boltai, good morning. Those of us on the East Coast, welcome to snow. Okay, Chevra, there is a lot to do. The Gemara on Samach Vov Omid Aleph in the context of Roadam Achmas Tashmish. So the Gemara says that in Yeshua Maka Tola B'Makasa, in Yeshua Veses Tola Bivesta. These are like some of the very important dinim. The din of Tayla b'makasa, which we'll probably do tomorrow, is true not only of Roam Achmas Tashmish, but it's true in other cases as well. But the din of Im Shimsha Samach Vesta, the din in Se'if Dalet, that they have Tashmish Samach, so we assume that the Re'iyah is Machmas Vesta, and she's not considered a Re'iyah Machmas Tashmish. Now, this is a very difficult halacha, because we learn Simin Kuf Pei Dalet in our youth. And in Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, we recognized that it's usur to have Tashmish Hamita Samach Vesta. So what exactly are we talking about in Simin Kuf Pei Zayin? So if you go into the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef points out that there is really three approaches in Rishonim. We have three approaches in Rishonim. One approach in Rishonim is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says that the case is Im Yeshua Veses L'Kilkolzeh, meaning that this woman is not Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish every single time she has Tashmish Hamita. Rather, she has a certain cycle. And when she has Tashmish Hamita Vesech on like Wednesdays, the 17th of the month, so then she's Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. So you're allowed to have Tashmish Hamita on other times, just not on Wednesday, the 17th of the month. That's the Shita of Rashi. The other shitas in Rishonim are the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that we're talking about that Shitaka had Bia Samach Lavesta. And the Mordechai says that we're talking about a woman who has a Veses Kavua, and we'll discuss all of these shitos right now. So the Beis Yosef writes, by the way, that Shitas 1 and 2 are not disagreeing. The Rambam's Mahalach that they're having Bia Samach Levesta, and Rashi's Mahalach that she has a Veses Kavu al. There is no Machlokes between these Shitas. The Beis Yosef writes, Hani Trei Perushi Hilchasaninhu Devo Pligi Ela Perusha Demosa Velola Ingendina. Meaning, both Rashi and the Rambam hold that there are times when you're permitted to have Tashmish Hamita v'Ona Samach Vesta. Dehainu, if you're Yotzei L'Derech. Right? Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that when you're Yotzei L'Derech, you're not allowed to have Tashmish v'Ona Samach Vesta. But Rashi disagrees. The Rambam, we now know, disagrees. And they hold that it's mutter to have Tashmish v'Ona Samach Vesta, and that's the case here in Se'if Dalet. And that, by the way, is the way the Mechaber learns. The Mechaber is not saying the Shita of Rashi, that she has a Veses Kavua l'Re'iyasa, that she has a Veses for the Re'iyah Machmas Tashmish. He is not saying the Shita of the Mordechai that we'll explain at length, that this woman has a regular Veses, and therefore there's no din of Ro'adam Machmas Tashmish. The Mechaber is saying the Shita of the Rambam, but he holds that Rashi does not disagree with the Rambam, because both Rashi and the Rambam hold that you're allowed to have Tashmish b'Ona Samach Vesta when you are a Yotzei L'Derech. However, our good friend, the Shach writes that this does not work according to the Rabbeinu Tam. And Ashkenazim are machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam in Siman Kuf Pei Daled. So how do you learn this din? That's the Shach's kasha in Ois Tes Zayin. So the Shach quotes the Prisha, and the Prisha says that we're talking about Azoy. The woman's Veses is Biyom, and they have Tashmish Hamita in the laila beforehand, her vesas, let's say, is betchilas hayom, and they're having tashmish hamita the night beforehand, and that's the case when you're tayla bevesta. So the shach has that explanation from the prisha, and the shach says, one second, it's not true. Because la halacha we paskin that if your vesis is biyom, you're mutter to have tashmish belayla shalafanov. So why would it be that we are toile? Why would it be that we are tole on that vesis? Right? If we are really choshesh that the dam is coming from the vesis, we wouldn't allow you to have tashmish hamita. The fact that we allow Tasha Shamita, that tells me that I'm not really choshesh that the dam is on the beses. So what is the pshat in the prisha? That is the shach's kasha, not a bad kasha. The taz in Aiskas is bothered by the same kasha. And the taz phrases it in like typical taz way. The taz writes, v'zeh dover she'ein lo bir. Ein lo bir klal. Right? You can't learn pshat in the prisha. It just don't make sense. Comes along the Sidre Tahara. And the Sidre Tahara writes that although Ladina, we paskin, that it's mutter. If you have a vesis b'yayim, it's mutter to have tashmish b'layla shalafonov. But if you had tashmish, and the Re'ias Dam came, we will assume that the Tashmish was Goreim and early Re'ias Hadam. Right, that's what the Sidre Tahara learns. In other words, Taka, it's mutter to have Tashmish at that time. But if you happen to have Tashmish at that time, and what emerges because you have Tashmish at the time is that you have a Re'ias Dam, so in that situation, in that situation, what's it called? We assume that the tashmish caused the re'ias dam, and therefore you're not considered. Therefore, you might ordinarily you would be a re'ia machmas tashmish, but you're not a re'ia machmas tashmish because we're just assuming that the vesas came early. Did I say that clearly enough?
Wait.
No, maybe. But not exactly. What the Prisha is saying is, this woman has a Vesas B'yayim. Me'ikar Hadin, they are allowed to have Tashmish Hamita B'layla Shalafanov. If they have Tashmish Hamita B'layla Shalafanov and you see them, we will not assume that you are a Roa Machmas Tashmish, because we'll assume that it's just that the Vesas was Makdim. It's a similar idea to the Ra'ah, but the Ra'ah is saying it within that Onas Haveses, right? The Ra'ah is saying that I have a pinpoint Onas Haveses. The Prisha is saying that we assume that you are Mak, that the Veses is Makdim, and that's why you're not considered a Raya Machmas Tashmish. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva over here in Ayis Chaf Aleph, Pisrei Tshuva has a different pshat. He quotes from the Baal HaMa'ar in his Hasagos on the Baalei HaNefesh, or the Ravid. That the Baal HaMa'ar writes that we're talking about what we call a Veses Haguf, meaning that this woman, whenever she's yawning or something, then she gets her period. That's a Veses Haguf. And because we're talking about a Veses Haguf, therefore there is no din of Prisha Ba'ina HaSamacha Vesta. And that's the case. That's why the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Baal HaMa'ar. Im yeshlo veses kagon shepiaka o itsha ukaoser shoshaninu hareza tola bepi huka obi tushma belo betashmish, Ve'enzu roa machmas tashmish achin disparish of besas pihuka o itusha merkeves betashmisha. The Sidra Tara quotes it, and the Sidra Tara says, I don't understand how come the Achrayim don't quote this Bahamar. It's like the best pshat. It's the best pshat because you have a Vesas, and you're having be a Samach Vesas, but it's okay because it's a Vesas HaPihok, or Vesas HaItosh. So the later Svarim, the Shevet HaLevi, and the Bade HaShulchan, as the expression goes, they jump up and down and they spit wooden nickels. And they say, one second, but we paskin in Kuf Peites that you're not allowed to have Bia, but Ona Hasamach Leveses HaPihok, or but Ona Hasamach Leveses HaItosh. Right? It's a very nice idea that the Pesach Shuvah is mentioning. It's grand, but if you are going to be doing a Pihosh, whatever that is, you yawn or something, and you feel the yawn coming on, so you're not allowed to have Bia at that time. So what exactly is the Bahama'ar talking about? So the Shevet HaLevi writes that the Bahama'ar means that this is a woman who has, let's say, she yawns for 2 hours straight. I don't know, that mama should take talent. You yawn for 2 hours straight, and at the end of the 2 hours, then you get your re'iyas done. So in that case, yes, you're not allowed to have bia at the zman, which is samach le'itosh, but samach le'itosh means 1 hour, 45 minutes into your itosh process, something like that. That's what the Shevet HaLevi argues. The Bade HaShulchan says that the pshat in the Baal HaMo'or is that it's not that you have itosh and the dam comes after the itosh, but rather the pshat is that you have itosh be'emtza tashmish hamita. So you're allowed to have the tashmish because you didn't yet have your itosh. And then the Bade HaShulchan shows that if that's the pshat in the Baal HaMo'or, what that means is the Baal HaMo'or is assuming that the itosh is gorim the re'iyas dam. Most Rishonim disagree with that. This is the Bade HaShulchan on page 46. Most Rishonim assume that re'iyas dam is gorim the itosh. The Baal HaMo'or is obviously assuming the opposite way. Okay, so let's go slowly. So I have a Gemara. Ve'im yesh levesas, toila bevesta. And how we understand that al pi halacha, that you're not supposed to have bia ba'ona samach levesas, is a great mystery. The Shachanais Test Zion works hard on this. He says maybe we're talking about a young girl who has not yet established her period, something like that, and therefore we're not choishish for vestas. We spoke about the Rambam Shita, about Rashi's Shita, about the Prisha. He had a number of approaches. But the approach of the Mordechai is conceptually the most interesting. Because the approach of the Mordechai is that what we're talking about is a woman who has a regular, plain, ordinary Veses. And such a woman is Toila Bevesta, meaning she does not become a Raya Machmas Tashmish. That's the pshat in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is l'cha'ora the same as that Noda B'Yehuda that we learned in the Pesachei Tshuva Seif Katan Aleph. Right? The Noda B'Yehuda says that Raya Da Machmas Tashmish, the pshat is that this is a Veses, but like Taisa said on the top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, it's like a weak sort of Veses. If a woman has a better Veses beats weaker Veses. So as such, if a woman has a better Veses, she mamish has a Veses kavua leyomim, whatever it is. So her Veses of Ra Machmas Tashmish is not as powerful. And as such, that Veses of Yomim overcomes the Veses of Ra Machmas Tashmish, and she's not considered a real Machmas Tashmish. That's the pshat in the Noda B'Yehuda. And that's the way the Noda B'Yehuda is learning this Mordechai. Now, this issue is a huge issue in Poskim. You see, the Taz in Ice Tess and elsewhere, the Taz says that the Mordechai does not mean that Veses beats Rav Machmas Tashmish. The Taz says that we're talking about a case where you have a Veses and you have a Maka. And the Shiluv of the Veses and the Maka, that beats a Rav Machmas Tashmish. That's the way the Taz learns it. The Shach in Os Chaf has a different Shach. The Shach in Os Chaf says that we're talking about a woman who has just a plain, ordinary Veses. We're not talking about a Herkev of a Veses with a Maka, plain Veses. And plain Veses beats Raya Machmas Tashmish, but not in Gansen. Meaning, Zok the Shach, this is a special kula that we have to say that the woman does not become Asura Levayla. We would ordinarily not say that Veses A beats Veses B, Veses A beats B, but in order to make a situation that you're not Asura Levayla, that's good enough. The Shach, which we'll have to learn in greater detail tomorrow, Bezus Hashem, the Shach and Sifkat and Chaf holds that the Pshat in this Gemara is either Yeshla Veses alone beats a Raya Machmas Tashmish, or Yeshla Maka alone beats a Raya Machmas Tashmish. And in both cases, what we're saying is that it beats the Raya Machmas Tashmish in the sense of you don't become Asura on your husband, but the Maka alone will not be sufficient to say that she's not Tameya. Usually, api halacha, when I have a woman who has a maka, I'm told of a makasa, and I assume that she's not tameya. But over here, I'm told of a maka, zak b'shach, only insofar as I say that she's not asura labayla la'olam vod. That's the way the shach learns this din. The chavis das also has this type of approach. Oh, yeah, thank you. The Chavis Das also has this type of approach at the end of Se'if Katin Vav. The Chavis Das says, where even the Mordechai is only Matir Shalola Asra Labaila La'olam, but if not, we would not have this Kula. Again, this is for tomorrow's conversation. However, there is another issue for today's conversation, which is the dinim of Se'if Hei at the beginning. Meaning, Se'if Hei teaches me, im yesh lamaka toilen b'makasa, but im dam makasa mishuna midam ri'yasa, eina tola b'dam makasa. You're tola in the maka, but if you know that there is a difference in color between the maka and the ri'iyah, so then we're not tola. That's what the mechaber writes. Now, this issue is a little bit complicated in that what do I mean that I know the dam maka is mishuna midam ri'iyah, sir? I don't know it. The Ramban already told me that since Bizmanenu, we don't have expertise in Maros Hadam, so therefore we have to be machmir on everything. This entire din is academic. This entire halacha is not true. We are not Taila in Dam Maka at all. And this is true for two reasons, according to the Ramban. Reason one is that we don't have the expertise, and maybe the colors are different. Reason two, as we learned the Ramban in the context of Dam Basulim, once Chazal instituted a halacha of Dam Basulim, Chazal are telling me that there is no such thing as Tliya B'maka. So effectively, the Ramban has two reasons why this Gemara of Imdam Akosam Mishunim Idam Re'iyasa is not relevant, right? In other words, the Ramban holds that we are never tole in Dam Baka today for two reasons. Maybe it's Mishuna, and the Ramban holds that we are not tole Machma Safek, and Zach the Ramban, we're no longer tole in Dam Maka. This entire halacha is not correct. However, the Beis Yosef says that everyone disagrees with this Ramban, and therefore we are toile on Dam Maka, unless we know for sure that Dam Maka is Mishuna Midam Re'iyasa. Now, what does this mean is also subject to a bit of a debate. You see, ordinarily in halacha, we have a principle. We spoke about this not that long ago. We have a principle of Kosha Efshar Levrure Mevarinam. Right? If you can be mevar, you have to be mevar. So when I have a woman, I know she has a maka, do I have to try to compare the colors to see if dam makosa is mishuna midam re'iyasa or not? It's l'cha'ora efshar levrure. So the Taz writes in Se'if Katan Tes that you're right, it's Efshel of Ruvei, and if you can be Mevar, you have to be Mevar, meaning that if you have a Chacham in front of you, and you have both bits of Dam in front of you, Im Shneihem Lafonov, Lo Nezol Lekula, Kemen Efshel of Ruvei, V'chol Adam Yachal Varai, so he knows you don't really need a Chacham, anybody can compare colors. I might need a Chacham if I have like one color here, and I don't know if this color is Tomei or Tohar. When I have two pieces of dam in front of me to say, is it the same or is it not the same? Okay, gentlemen, is this color the same or is it not the same? You look at them, you compare them, right? Anybody could make this comparison, so therefore you don't need a chacham. That's the way the Taz learns. In other words, you have to be mevarer if you can. Like we spoke about, the Gemara at the beginning of Psachim teaches me that socher bayis ba'arba asar, you have to ask the maskir whether he did bedikas chametz or not. If it's efshel of ruray, you got to be mevarer. So the Taz learns efshel of ruray, you have to be mevarer. The Chavis Das points out that the Shach disagrees with the Taz, and the Shach says that no, it's only problematic if it's nisbarer shehi mishuna. Now, so you don't go out of your way to check the dam to see, is it Mashun the dam, Makosim the dam, Re'yasa? We assume that it's the same. If you happen to know that it's different, right? You happen to say, don't do this. It's like, don't take the dam Makosim and compare it to dam Re'yasa. Assume that it is the same. If you happen to do it and you happen to notice that they're different, then you're afka haktatzaris. That's the way the Shach learns. Now, everyone jumps up and down on the Shach, and they say, my dear beloved Shach, what on earth are you talking about? What happened to the Gemara in beginning of Psachim that tells me, Kosh Efshar Levrurei Mevarin? How come over here you don't have to be Mevarin? So comes along the Dagul Meravava, Usach Vayehi, and the Dagul Meravava writes that by Bedikas Chametz, there's a Cheskas Iser. The home is assumed to have Chametz in it. Right? Your house now, is there Chametz in it? Oh yeah. Right? How many of you did not have Chametz for dinner last night? Anyway, are you Jewish? You didn't have Chametz? Motzei Shabbos, Mlava Malka. So is that pass?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess so. But like, this time of year, matzah might be Chametz.
Is it that curious? Is it that curious?
Okay, so whatever. We have kashas on Jake. But that's a different story. Not the first time. The point is, The point is that the shachlut, you don't have to be mevarer, because over here we have a cheskes heter. This woman is a rayadam achmas tashmish. Vos meint azi is a rayadam achmas tashmish. Dos meint azi is yet the cheskes taharo. And then the shaila is whether she became tamei. So since it's a cheskes tahara, you don't have to be mevarer. Ra'inu davar kaze in the Torah's Hashlamim, the end of Kuf Pei Dal, the beginning of Kuf Pei Hei. Hubby comes back from vacation. He left his wife Becheskes Tahara. Hubby is allowed to have Tashmish Hamita with his wife, right? Without asking her, Sadie, darling, did you go to the mikvah? How is he allowed to do that? It's Efshel Avru, right? Frek the Torah's Hashlamim. And the Ramot, so Elamite is a Sveksveka. Maybe she never became Tmeya. Even if she became Tmeya, maybe there was enough time she went to the mikveh after, right? That's the Sveksveka at the end of Kuf Pei Dalet. But the Ramot at Paskins in Kuf Yud, Se'if Tes, that by a Sveksveka you have to be Mevara if it's Efshel Avru Rebekal. Right? That's the Shaila that the Torah Hashlamim asked. So the answer is, well, you have to be Mevarer if there's a Cheskas Isser. When there's a Cheskas Heter, then you don't have to be Mevarer. So the Gemara in Psachim says, I have to be Mevarer, Cheskas Isser. But over here, there's Cheskas Heter, so you don't have to be Mevarer.
So once you start with six already, don't you run into problems the first time? Suvis? That's a fake
slowly, slowly. Yeah, you're managing on too fast. Me slowly.
Once you say that by a fake sveka, even you know chaskas sister, don't you run into the problem the first time ksuvis? Over there, it's a fake sveka and it's chaskas psula.
But again, the shaila is
whether you have to
wait. Okay, again, the shaila is what's considered eshel of rure bekal. Also, okay. I understand that the shach disagrees in kuf yur and the shach holds if it's eshel of rure, but difficulty. You have to be Mevarer, but we're working just now with the Ramon, not with the Shach yet. With Eshel Avru Bekal, then they have to be Mevarer Adkan. Now, comes along the Dago Merivavi, he says, based on this Cheshbon, if Dam Akos and Meshulna Vidam Riyasa, you don't have to be Mevarer. That's only Truman's Becheskes Heter. That means a Raya Machmas Tashmish. We mentioned, though, that there's another case of a Makkah, which is a regular woman, Be'emtza Shiva Nikiyam, or the like, and she has a Makkah. So usually we go to the Bodeket, right? There's a woman in town. Her name is Debbie Klugman. She's a tremendous tzaddikus. I've sent women to her at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and she'll look with a speculum inside to see if there's a Makkah. If there's a Makkah, we say, you're Tahar. 1 second. There's a Makkah, you're Tahar. The Chayre, we have to be Mevarer, where the Damakas is Meshunah Midam Re'iyasa. Because the only time I'm not Mevarer is when it's Becheskas Heter. In that case, she's Becheskas Isser. So this is already a Lomdisha question. The Dagome Revava assumes that during Shiva Nikiyim, if it's Ra'asa Bimei Tumo Bimei Libuna, we have to cheshbon out whether she is Becheskes Tamei or Becheskes Tahar. And he says it's a discussion in Zvachim Daf Chavtes. But you might mention like there's half a line in the Dagom Erevava, but there's like a full shear. What's Zvachim Daf Chavtes? So it's a sugya of pigol. But the sugya of pigol is azoi. The Torah writes, im he'ocho ye'ochel bayom hashlishi. He'ocho ye'ochel bayom hashlishi, pigol hu lo yiratze. So zot b'gemar, what that means is, m'mechashev le'echo bayom hashlishi. The guy's doing the avodas ha'karben, and he has in mind that I'm going to eat the carbon chutz l'zman. People say that pigol means chutz l'zman, not chutz l'mkomo, because people make mistakes. Pigol is only chutz l'zman. Thus is out. So that's called pigol him. Hey, ocho ye ocho v'yem ashlishi, pigol hu lo ye rotze, v'machashev la'avoda. Shrek the Gemara. Maybe it's not talking about machashev la'avoda. Maybe it's talking about a guy who takes the piece of carbon and he taka im he ocho ye ochel by yom hashlishi. The guy eats the carbon the yom hashlishi. And in that case, it becomes pigle, the animal becomes aser bahana'a, and all terrible things happen. Maybe that's the case. Maybe it means that you eat it mamish. Zak the Gemara, it's not shayach. Because lo matzinu davar shavuchshar v'chazar l'isura. We never saw something that was previously kosher and then becomes aser. Never happened. So the Gemara asks, 1 second, what about Nida? What about Zava? Right? Nida and Zava was Huchshar and Chazar Isurai. Zakt Rashi, the case of Nida, that's Huchshar and Chazar Isurai, is a woman already counted 3 days of her Shiva Nikiyim. It's day 4, day 5, day 6, and then she sees Dam. So in that case, she's already becheskes heter, and then if she sees them after, her cheskes iser comes back. So it's davar shehuchshar v'chazar le'isurai. Zok tosfis, that's not the case, because during Shiva Nekiyim, you're not considered becheskes heter. Rather, we're talking about a woman who already went to the mikvah on day 7, like we spoke about how you are not supposed to do that, because Shema Tirevetistar, but she is no longer considered Becheskes Isser, because she went to the mikvah, right? And that could be Chazar Leisuro. So this Sugya, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos in Zvachim is fundamentally important as to whether a woman during Shiva Nekiyim is considered Becheskes Heter, Becheskes Isser. Now, Rashi's lashon is that she's becheskes heter after day 3. That Rashi, l'cha'ora, sounds like the Mordechai that's quoted in Simon Kuf Tzadivav, that we're not tola in Makos the first 3 days of the Shiva Nekiyim. Now, Elijah Kramer of Vilna says that there is really no source for that Rashi, right? Maybe there's a Mishnah in Zovim or something. He, like, pulled it out of his hat, right? Like, okay, whatever. And the Achrenim say he doesn't really mean it. But the point is that now I have a real makor for Rashi. Or I have a real makor for the Mordechai. When the Mordechai says that the first 3 days, you're not tohu b'maka, maybe what he means is that according to Rashi, Rashi goes out of his way there in Zvachim on Chavtes to say they're talking about day 4, 5, 6. In those cases, she's becheskas heter. Now, there are two ways of being docha this issue. The Chavis Das over here says that sugya is not talking about cheskas heter and cheskas iser in the paradigmatic way. Rather, that sugya in Zvachim Chavtes is talking about davar shehuchshar, chazar le'isirel. Davar shehuchshar is different than davar becheskes heter. Now, that's what the Chavis Das says. I don't completely understand what he means, but I think he means something just linguistic, right? Davar shehuchshar is different than becheskes heter. The other way of getting out of this is what Tosfos teaches me in the first page of Gittin. Tosfos writes that every nida has two chazakos. There is a cheskas re'a dam, and there is a cheskas tuma. The cheskas re'a dam we get out of on with a hefsek tahara. That's why the Ramban writes that the cheskas re'a dam I get out of with the hefsek tahara. That's why the Ramban writes that the hefsek tahara and the hefsek tahara alone requires korban ustak and a makam shashamashtosh. But all the other bedikas don't, because I stop, I end my cheskas ro'a when I do that one bedika called a hefsek tahara. But enochanami, she's not considered cheskas tahara until she goes to the mikvah. What that means is as follows: I can have something that is huchshar v'chazar le'isuro in the sense of if I have a woman who is be'emtza zayin nikiyim, so this woman is assumed not to be a ro adam. She has already done her hefsek tahara. Some say you need hefsek tahara and bedikos yon rishon. Right? That's how we quote from the Chassam Sofer. You need three things: hefsek tahara, right? Bedika aleph yon rishon, bedika beis yon rishon. That creates dry mold, have a chazaka. That creates a three-time chazaka. But the point is, we're already talking about a woman who no longer has a cheskes roa dam, right? But the cheskes tahara is not lifted until this woman goes to the mikvah. So basically, what we have over here, which is kind of interesting, is as follows. We have a shach who tells me that you do not have to be mevara when there's a cheskes heter. And then we have to figure out, right, the Dogo Merbaba says, oh, cheskes heter is only atzraya machmas dam, because the Dogo Merbaba is equating cheskes heter with cheskes heter, not with cheskes roa. And then he says, well, maybe it's a machlokas rashi and tosas and zvachim, blah, 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 blah. Right? Ooh, now, we could be docha that sugya in two ways. We have the Chavos Das is what I would call linguistic way of Dabar Shehukhshar versus Cheskes Heter. And I also have a distinction that there is a difference between the Cheskas Ro'a and the Cheskas Tum'a. This is my conversation so far. And now Jake has his chance for his rebuttal.
Isn't the second approach that we brought up based on Tosfos Gittin both obvious and necessary no matter what you want to say in this video? Because it's very, very silly for somebody to look me dead in the eyes and tells me that a person who is Tameh unambiguously, and there's a Mr. Kari's son, be with her, and she can't go to the base of the Kule, and look me in the eyes and say she gets a Cheskas Tahara.
So that's not necessarily a stira. You have to read the beginning of the Chavos Das, where the Chavos Das shows that there are sugyas and shas, he proves Megumon Yavamis, Daf Lamed, that my chazaka is based on what I presume will happen in the future. Right? In other words, you have a woman and you throw her a get, Safek Karov La, Safek Karov Lo, and in that case, we assume she's Bechezkas Heter. Right? In the case of Treyu Trey, two Aden, etc., we assume she's Bechezkas Heter. What do you mean Bechezkas Heter? She's Bechezkas Heshazish. Terence says, you know she's going to be divorced. The husband threw the get to her, right? So, Zok the Chavos Das, when I deal with Chazakas, this already messes up my mind without Shabbos. This is like playing games with me. Like, I'm going out there. I don't know what's going on.
People agree with this? But is this Chavos taken seriously?
I take it seriously. I just read it a few minutes ago. I don't know. I mean, again, it totally changes my perspective on what's called a chazaka, but that's already a different issue. So again, let's just go back to what we have. The shaila is right, so the Taz hold that you have to actually check because it's Efshal of Rurei. Shach says you don't have to be Mevara because there's a Cheskes Heter. The Torah's Hashlam in the back door sort of way says you have to be Mevara. But that's because of the Taras HaShlomim is a concern of Umra Bididami. The woman knows she has a Makkah. So she's going to say, you know what, I'm Tahira because I have a Makkah. Makkah, Makkah, I have a Makkah, it's okay. Right? Well, there's a problem. People often are Umra Bididami. They think that they're Tahar and they'll say that they're Tahar even though they're not really Tahar. So because of that concern, the Gemara has a Sugya in Yevamos about classical iguna, husband falls into the sea, or eis milchama, right? There's a war. So the woman's going to say, my husband was killed at war. And we're going to investigate and say, how do you know he was killed at war? So she's like, what do you mean? There was a battle, and everyone attacked Stalingrad, and like millions of people died. Yeah, but how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? You push on it. And she's like, oh, I'm Rebbe the dummy. She said it because I assume. Well, darling, assuming ain't enough, right? If you want to be Mater Naguna, it's got to be real Yediyah. So Zok the Torah's Hashlamim, right? There's a concern of Umra B'Dedami in this case, similar to what we have there at Besof Yevamos in terms of being Mater Naguna. That's already a interesting point. And gentlemen, we should have a good day. Emir Hashem, tomorrow I want to finish Sif Hey, maybe a little bit of Sif Vav and Sif Zayin, talk about Makos, not the Masechta. We'll talk about Makos in Yanei Nida. And then I want to move on to Kuf Pei Ches. And we should have a marvelous day. And we should figure out whether actually Tom Brady retired or not.
Where's the
Kavetz? I think it's Sif Katan Hey.